This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
You're listening to The Morning Run with Lin-Mark, Roshan Kanisen and Wong Xiaoning. It's 7:48 in the morning, Thursday, the 3rd of December, and we're running a poll on the BFM Twitter account asking you, why do you think a gender pay gap exists in Malaysia? Is it discrimination, poor legislation, structural reasons, or something else? Twitter's not really cooperating with us this morning in terms of the poll, but you can still comment on it or WhatsApp us to let us know what you think. But in the meantime, we are turning our attention to the human rights report, which was supposed to be tabled in Parliament. So the Human Rights Commission of Malaysia has expressed their disappointment over Parliament's decision not to debate their 2019 annual report in the current Dewan Rakyat session.
Yes, Suhakam said in a statement that the annual report contained its recommendations relating to the rights of vulnerable communities, including Orang Asli, women and children, victims of human trafficking, refugees and asylum seekers, as well as workers. The Commission's annual report was first debated in Parliament on December 5, 2019, and the Commission hoped that the practice would continue, but that doesn't seem to be the case.
And for more on the importance of debating the Suhakam 2019 annual report, we have with us on the line Gerald Joseph, Commissioner of Suhakam, this morning. Thank you so much for joining us today, Gerald. Tell us why it is important for the report to be debated in Parliament. I mean, what's the drawback of delaying the debate until the next session?
Good morning. I think, as stated, the disappointment is not a disappointment of just this year. Last year was a celebration because after 20 years of wait, for the first time ever, the previous government created a space where a meaningful discussion on the report. The Act, Suhakam Act 1999, demands that the Commission submits, the word submits, a report annually at the first sitting of the Parliament. But reports that are submitted, and if it doesn't have a chance for scrutiny by Parliament, rightfully so by the members of Parliament, to unpack what's within and to demand for more information or accountability, both from the Commission as well as the government as the duty bearer of human rights, renders it meaningless. It's just one of the many reports put on the table. So it's shocking that we thought this a small ask in a difficult time to get a discussion of the report happening, even within the constraints of time. So I would have thought that a human rights report that captures people's concerns and issues, and it ranges, as mentioned earlier by your colleagues, from children's rights, women's rights, right up to the more difficult issues of discrimination, torture, death in custody. So we have the full gamut of people's issues in the report. And we think that it should be debated, and a human rights report is government business. So when we were informed through the media that the minister had answered in Parliament that government affairs are the priority based on standing order, I would wonder then how come a statutory body like Suhakam's own report is not government affairs, and people's issues are not government affairs. I would really like to change that notion that government business only means reports from departments. So I think it's a missed opportunity. And if I may add, last year's debate was surprisingly substantive and a civil debate in Parliament by six members of Parliament from each side of the divide. That was actually very encouraging for me. There was no shouting down and game, but it was actually picked up issues, and I was really looking forward. We were looking forward for that this year.
So, Gerald, are there, you know, with this in mind now, are there other options for Suhakam to highlight the issues in the report to the government? Are you working, can you work with directly with the different ministries? Is that an option for you?
True. Our report is submitted officially to the through the law department of Jabatan Perdana Menteri. So then, interagency comes for a discussion and gives it feedback. That is the common standard of every year annual practice. That is one way where it is discussed. What it lacks, it doesn't go through the scrutiny or the space of Parliament the members of parliament who have been elected, voted, should have a chance to actually get into this, dive into it deeper. We also have a media engagement through press release, press statements, and some media picks up some of things thanks to the media like yourselves. And also we try to engage with ministers and key heads of department, but unfortunately, this has not been too good this time around since March with the new government. We've hardly had any meetings with ministers and heads of department, and I think that's a little bit not a positive sign. But we've missed out opportunities to engage the members of parliament, which we thought would happen much more.
So, Gerald, what are the most pressing issues then highlighted in the 2019 report?
I think the list, as I mentioned, is long. So it ranges from indigenous land rights issues, issues of victims of trafficking, refugees, asylum seekers. They come to us seeking for help. Issue of statelessness. The state of Sabah has a large number of unresolved issues of statelessness. And then also, if we were trying to grow more discussion on Islam and human rights, we've had a series of engagement with the government authorities, and also the reality of trying to get the government to move on death penalty, on the Convention Against Torture. So the list is broad, but I think this is because we also have to manage 1,000 over complaints that we received last year.
Thank you so much for speaking with us this morning, Gerald. That was Gerald Joseph, Commissioner at Suhakam, with his concerns over the fact that Parliament has chosen not to debate the Suhakam's 2019 annual report in this sitting this morning. Shanning, what were some of your thoughts on the heels of that conversation?
I really like his point that it's, to him, it's a very small ask in a very difficult time. And it's true. If anything, you know, you would think that human rights issues during an era of COVID-19 become increasingly important. But like he says, at this moment, the government doesn't seem to think that the report is government business because it doesn't come from a government agency, and whether we can actually change that perception going forward.
Yeah, I mean, it was encouraging that he said last year that it was brought to Parliament in December, actually this time last year, right? And while you can engage the different ministries, it's also, I guess, important for MPs to get involved, right? Parliament, you are the representative of the people in your constituency. It's important to keep aware of what could be, well, plaguing your community. And this report does take a look at that, especially, I mean, it's the commission, in the commission's name, right? The human rights part of it.
Absolutely. So this is something that hopefully we will see the government or parliament take up at some point in the near future. As he said, as Gerald says, it's not a big ask at this time. But right now we're about to head into the 8 o'clock news bulletin, and after that, the Breakfast Grill, where I'll be speaking with Eldar Shafir, behavioral scientist over at Princeton University. Stay tuned for that. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.